I look at the clock on the wall, and it's about that time. Time for MI Tech News Headlines with the editor himself, Mr. Mike Brennan. Mike, welcome to the Internet Advisor again.
Thanks, Foster. Always a pleasure.
As always, good to have you with us, and it was a busy week out there in your headlines. I don't know, for some reason it looked like there was even more than there normally are, but let's talk about some of the sampling of some of the things that you offer people information about. Wayne State University is going to turn into a computer programming hub from May the 19th to the 21st for a very special hackathon.
Yeah, third annual Hack WSU 2017 for beginners, intermediate, advanced hackers, and they compete, develop software or hardware projects. And develop these things for various groups, may even turn into businesses, who knows? But The mobile apps, Internet of Things, robots, drones, all that stuff's going to be worked on.
Wow. Now, how do people sign up for this kind of thing?
I have a link there.
Okay,
you can go to hackwsu.com and click on that, or you can come to my website and get the rest of your information. There's also an email address there at my website, so you can check on that. Space is limited. I know it sounds like a salesman here, but it is first come, first serve. So if you don't get in there fairly quickly, you may not get in at all.
All right. That's going to be at Wayne State University, May 19th to the 21st. And as Mike was saying, by the way, that is the value of MI Tech News. It's not just news about these events, but very often there are links in the stories that take you to the event to register, for instance, like that one. Something we didn't talk about this with our last guest, Richard Steenan, but a big event this last week was a massive phishing scam that was targeted at Google Docs.
Yeah, it went down on Wednesday, actually, and they weren't really targeting you to get your username and password. They're actually going after your account, so they would steal your account and take it over. And so Google obviously was alerting people to this. That made big news early in the middle of the week. People were all alerting each other that this was going on. But it was really hard to detect. And yes, it's, if you're not expecting it, don't click on it. That's, rule number one.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah. If you don't expect it, don't click on it.
Yeah, even if it's from somebody you know, it's like, why are they sending? Well, if you ask yourself that question, why are they sending this to me? Then that should be the good enough explanation to leave it alone. And when that happens, I actually contact the person and say, why are you sending this to me? And they go, I didn't send that to you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And part of the tactic, as I understand it, was that they would go into your account, steal your address book, and then send the bogus document to somebody with the malware inside of it. And, of course, people then, it's your address book, would say, oh, this is from Ed, and would click on it rather naively.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. But but we're dealing with a generation of people, the younger generation, that really don't want to call someone else to confirm if they just want to correspond through email or text messages or social media, and they're not going to call to confirm. Hey, is this something that I wasn't expecting this?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to email back.
Yeah. So, well, they could even just send the document back to the person and say,
well, I guess they'll learn their lessons for next time.
Yeah. Oh, what an expensive lesson. Hey, Mike, there's a lot of people through our affiliates who listen to us on the west side of the state. And one of the headlines I saw there in your MI Tech News was that the West Michigan World Trade Week is coming up.
May 10th, yeah. And it's a big celebration of international trade business growth. Day-long event, 30 sponsors. And if you're any kind of business that wants to figure out how you can go overseas with your products or services or whatever, it's a great event to attend. Again, that registration link is at my website. Just click on that. It'll take you to worldtradeweekmi.org.
Where will that be taking place, Mike?
It's in Grand Valley State University right downtown at the Eberhard Center. That's the downtown campus for Grand Valley versus the one that's way out in Allendale.
Okay.
But all the business school stuff and related stuff always happens downtown Grand Rapids.
It's downtown Grand Rapids coming up, and it's a big event coming up on May the 10th. One final thing I saw there, and this is somebody I know who is a frequent visitor, monthly visitor to your M Squared TechCast programs, which are aired Monday on the Podcast Detroit Network. And Enrico Schaefer is the person who is the founder of Drone Law Pro, and he's got something called Shared Sky. Talk about that. That's kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, him and four other entrepreneurs in the Traverse City area who all come from different backgrounds, but essentially all are involved in drones, are trying to set up a drone park and a drone group, a nonprofit, where you individuals, businesses, or organizations, whatnot, learn how to use the drones in an ethical manner, because there are a lot of rules that go along with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it at the park, then you know they'll teach you how to fly them.
Oh.
They'll show you how to do everything. It's in just in development right now, but as far as I know, it would be the first in the state of Michigan. I'm not aware of any others if they're out there.
Would this be kind of like a dog park?
Yeah, kind of. It'd be along those lines. They're getting it all together. I don't think it's actually in operation yet, but,
yeah.
But they announced it in March, and then we got Enrico was gone for about a month doing a bunch of stuff around the country. He's a lawyer. And so we got him on the show to kind of explain a little bit more about it. But it's called Shared Sky.
That sounds really cool. Hey, one last thing, and I know I didn't give you this in the headlines, but this is something that you told me about. Our friends over at IT and the D, Dave Phillips in particular, have set up an IT outreach that's a very special one to Flint. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, please, before we wrap things up.
Yeah, it's an online program called the IT Career Academy, and they're doing it in conjunction with MEDC and Goodwill Industries. And you don't even have to have any experience. They're going to be able to teach you rudimentary skills on how to get into the IT world, entry-level stuff,
cool.
Help desk stuff, things like that. You know, Flint sure could use all the help it can get getting jobs. I mean, it's got hit hard by all the plant closures related to GM and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, this is a good thing. And, you know, and he's, you know, if it works well in Flint, they'd like to take it to a lot of other places.
Oh, good luck to them, Dave and Bob and all the rest of the crew at IT and the D. Great outreach to the city of Flint. Now, Mike, speaking of outreaches, how much does all, you know, getting this information on a regular basis, how much does this cost?
Well, it doesn't cost the readers anything. Hopefully the sponsors pay for it. That's how I stay in business. But we also do other things. You know, we do the videos now. And,
yeah,
as you mentioned, Matt and I do the internet radio show. And just, you know, if there's a way to make money in it, I'll take a look at it, right? I'm an entrepreneur, so...
But the nice thing for you listeners is mitechnews.com is where you go, or you can go to internetadvisor.net, and you'll find a link on our page with the show notes where you can simply send your email address in there, and you'll get a subscription, and you're on your way, and it hasn't cost you a penny. But you keep in touch with all this interesting information about technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan. Mike Brennan, you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Foster. You too.